From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama makes history by visiting Hiroshima, Japan, the site of the world's first atomic bomb attack. Thousands of cheering Japanese greeted the president's motorcade as he made his way to the city's Memorial Park. The president said that while the past cannot be forgotten, the memories have helped forge a better future.
We may not be able to eliminate man's capacity to do evil. So nations and the alliances that we formed must possess the means to defend ourselves. But among those nations like my own that hold nuclear stockpiles, we must have the courage to escape the logic of fear and pursue a world without them.
Obama and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe laid a wreath in remembrance of the tens of thousands who died in the blast and the millions who died during World War II. The United States dropped two nuclear bombs on Japan, one on Hiroshima and one on Nagasaki. More than 214,000 people died in the bombings, and Japan surrendered shortly afterward. G7 leaders said Friday that Britain's exit from the European Union could have devastating consequences for the world economy. In their final declaration after a two-day summit in Japan, the G7 countries said a British exit from the EU would reverse the trend towards greater global trade and investment and the jobs they create, and is a serious risk to growth. Britain holds a referendum on whether to stay in the European Union next month. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraqi security forces fired tear gas as thousands of protesters gathered in central Baghdad Friday and attempted to enter the so-called Green Zone. For the second week in a row, protesters, many of them supporters of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, tried to pull down the concrete walls surrounding the international zone, which contains the main Iraqi government offices. Last week, demonstrators forced their way into the Green Zone and stormed Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's office before being driven out by security forces. At least four people were killed and dozens injured in that melee. Meanwhile, the U.S. military says the Islamic State's top military commander in Fallujah is among 70 militants killed in coalition airstrikes. Coalition spokesman Colonel Steve Warren says more than 20 airstrikes have been carried out in the past 4 days. He said Maher al-Bilawi, a commander of Islamic State fighters in Fallujah, was killed 2 days ago. More than 100 health experts have called on the World Health Organization to consider whether the Rio Olympics should be canceled because of the threat of the Zika virus. In a letter to the WHO, 150 experts, including former White House science advisor Dr. Philip Rubin, said the Brazilian strain of the virus harms health in ways that science has never seen before. It said holding the Olympics in Rio poses an unnecessary risk to the more than 500,000 foreign tourists expected to attend the Games. The WHO has advised pregnant women not to go to Rio for the Olympics and says other travelers should avoid poorer areas of the city. The mosquito-borne Zika virus causes a birth defect known as microcephaly, where babies are born with unusually small heads and brain and developmental disabilities. The International Olympic Committee says that 23 competitors from the London Games have failed dope tests. The IOC said it retested 265 samples from London using more sophisticated scientific methods. It found the positive tests in athletes from 5 different sports and 6 countries. The retests focused on athletes who are hoping to compete in this year's Games in Rio. IOC President Thomas Bach said the governing body wants to keep the dopers away from the Olympic Games. The IOC had previously retested 454 samples from the 2008 Games in Beijing and again found 31 positive tests. 14 of them were from Russia. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.